Today's class will be given by Mr. Sridhari Prabhu on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Vihar, Chapter 7, text number 29 onwards. Hare Krishna, Sridhari Prabhuji, are you on the call?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Please accept it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Sudevayam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityanandam, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityanandam, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 7, Text 29, 30 and 31. So we will be doing these three verses today. So Text 29. Nayam Shri Yonga Utnitantarate Prasadaha Svaryo Shitam Nali Naganda Rucham Kutonyaha Rasut Savesya Bujadanda Grihita Kanta Labda Shisham Yayugata Vrajasundarinam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. When Lord Sri Krishna was dancing with the gopis in the Rasa Leela, the gopis were embraced around the neck by the Lord's arms. This transcendental favor was never bestowed upon the goddess of fortune or the other consorts in the spiritual world, nor was such a thing ever imagined by the most beautiful girls in the heavenly planets. Girls whose bodily luster and aroma resemble the beauty and fragrance of lotus flowers. And what to speak of worldly women who may be very, very beautiful according to the material estimation. Purport, this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.47.60. Just for the sake of knowing the purport, I will read the purport from 10.47.60. The word meanings and translation for this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Chaitanya Charitamrita 8.80. Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakura comments as follows. Lord Krishna, the best of all avatars, exists on the highest platform of purity and morality. And thus, he always remained praiseworthy by all, even while accepting worldly criticism for his cow-tending, wandering in the forest, taking meals with the young monkeys, stealing yogurt, seducing other men's wives, and so on. Similarly, the gopis who are constituted of the Lord's pleasure potency achieved the highest standard of purity and auspiciousness even in comparison to the goddess of fortune. And thus the gopis are supremely glorious even though they were criticized by worldly people because they were mere cowherd women living in the forest and behaving in an apparently improper way. So text number 30 of Antalila chapter 7. Text number 30 is Shuddha Bhavesha Kakare Skanda Arohanam Shuddha Bhave Vrajeshwari Karena Bandhanam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In pure consciousness, a friend mounts the shoulder of Krishna and Mother Yashoda binds the Lord. Purport. Shuddha Bhava, pure Krishna consciousness, is not dependent on an understanding of the Lord's opulence. Even without such opulences, the devotee in Shuddha Bhava is inclined to love Krishna as a friend or son. Text 31. Mora shaka mora putra yei shuddha manam ata yeva shuka vyasa kare prasamsanam. In pure consciousness, without knowledge of Lord's opulences, a devotee considers Krishna his friend or son. Therefore, this devotional attitude is praised even by Sukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva, the supreme authority. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So it's a very interesting context that we are in, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Vallabha Bhatta, who is actually Vallabhacharya. So here Mahaprabhu is actually taking a very interesting position. He is actually joking, as well as a matter of joke, he is also relaying some very high philosophical messages. And if you see all the statements that Mahaprabhu had said so far to Vallabhacharya, he is very interestingly, you know, glorifying Vallabhacharya. He is appreciating about his panditya and calling himself as a student or a product of Mayavadi school. Whilst Mahaprabhu's intent was to also cut a joke, but then he wants to use this platform to churn some wonderful nectar. So he has been explaining about how the science of devotional service, how the science of Krishna consciousness is so sublime when it is delivered from self-realized personalities like Advaita Acharya, and in turn, when this message is blessed with Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and various other personalities he's glorifying. He's glorifying Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's glorifying Ramananda Rai, he's glorifying so many people, and finally he has come to the technical aspect of Bhava. Just in verse number 26, he mentions about two kinds of Bhava, and he is trying to explain and compare how that even Lakshmi Devi is also having a limited access to the deeper science or deeper aspects of Krishna's Rasalila. So, Srila Prabhupada gave this purport. Of course, this purport were referred by his students later and eventually took the point from Madhya Leela. So we are going to churn this context where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the position of gopis, their love and emotions for the Supreme Lord. And he is saying how no one else can match up to their standard. And eventually he is explaining that simply love is something that Krishna is sold to and no one else and nothing else can attract Krishna. And for that love, Krishna is ready to give up various other challenges or give up various other profiling. Because, as we read from the purport, Krishna did not bother him to be called cowherd boy and various other titles. So do the gopis. They have not bothered. Them being mocked by various other people. So bottom line is, if you show love towards Krishna, Krishna reciprocates back the love towards the individual. And the net result is, both of them are lost in each other's love. And no other mechanical, physical, emotional, sentimental, scientific layers can come between them. Everything else can only have a boundary within which they can reach. Only love is allowed beyond that point in time. And love that is untouched by jnana, karma, untouched by dasya, vatsalya, sakya, untouched by any material elements, including the mode of goodness. Here, the love that touches, because in the future, very soon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to explain to Vallabhacharya some deeper aspects of Gopi Bhava. If we know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken some principles, some sentiments from each sampradaya in his preaching. So, this sampradaya where Vallabhacharya was involved. So he has derived two principles out of Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, and, you know, Brahma Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya. He has taken two principles and eventually he has made a very interesting Achintya Veda, Veda Tattva. So hence all this conversation with Vallabhacharya is eventually going to help either way to know that the science of Krishna consciousness is bona fide and authentic. So we are going to discuss this context of Mahaprabhu speaking to Vallabhacharya into some sets of reflections. And the first reflection is something what Madhavendra Puri has brought in, or his mood towards this loving devotional service. Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master in his manifested Leela. Madhavendra Puri is Ishwara Puri's guru and one of the exemplary acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So Madhavendra Puri is saying, what is that love in connection with various other allegations? Because we saw how in 10.47.60 purport, the reference is being given, how Krishna is least bothered when people mock him, make fun of him, saying that he plays with monkeys, he plays with cowherd boys, he eats with them, he seduces other men's wives, and so many other things that people say. Krishna is not, you know, so much worried about all these worldly men's comment, because he wants to honor the love of his devotee as a primary agenda. So my first reflection is that how Shripad Madhavendra Puri is helping us to prepare ourselves to handle various allegations. Because what Krishna is accused here, apparently accused here, how the gopis are accused, apparently accused, but those accusations have not affected Krishna and gopis' love between each other. What does it mean to us in our own Krishna consciousness? Because that's what our interest is. We knew Krishna and Gopi's relationship, but what lesson we learned? What does it mean to us when we read such verses? And help, and hence Madhavendra Puri is helping us. Madhavendra Puri says, six types of teacher and guide I reject. Mugdam maam nigadantu niti nipuna brantum muhur vanditam mandam bandava sanchaya jada diyam muktadara sodaraha unmattam viveka chaturak kamam mahadambikam moktum nakshamate managapi mano govinda pada spriham. Srila Prabhupada refers this in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, Text number 3, purport. So if you want to refer this, you can refer there. Very interesting. First person, Madhavendra Puri says, some moralists accuse me of being illusioned. Because when we talk about all this highest platform, this highest platform operates on a different level of morality. from a normal dharmic standpoint, if somebody wears a glass of a, you know, a base dharma, so they can accuse how Krishna broke all the dharma. Stealing is not dharma. Playing with other's wife is not dharma. Trying to harass friends, so many things. But we knew that the science of Krishna consciousness have got completely different set of rules. Teachings of Queen Kunti, chapter 8. The chapter title, Let There Be a Calamity. Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful purport. There Srila Prabhupada says that the way Krishna deals with a devotee's challenges and calamity vis-a-vis the way Krishna deals or Krishna handles somebody else's challenges, they are two different, you know, approaches. For a devotee, if he is destined to get some trouble, because of him being a devotee, Krishna downgrades the pain and the challenges. Prabhupada writes there. So there's a special rule applies. So similarly, when we are in love with Supreme Lord, who operates on a completely different transcendental platform. So Madhavendra Puri says, because we are all followers of such great saints, so somebody will accuse, you are worshipping Krishna? He has got several girlfriends. Or you are worshipping that guy who is not, you know, moral. So he says, moralists accuse me of being illusioned. When Srila Prabhupada started this Krishna consciousness movement, so many parents, so many so-called moralists came and accused Srila Prabhupada. They said that you are brainwashing these people and taking them away from Krishna consciousness. Taking away from the worldly life. So they had accusations saying that you are separating them from their family. You are brainwashing them. You are kind of, misusing your whatever. Prabhupada said, I am not brainwashing them, I am giving them brain. So once Srila Prabhupada said, because of the curse, so many parents had given me, just because I converted their sons to be a devotee. So many people have cursed, and those curses can't affect me. Let my disciples handle them. Let me focus on my writing so that the message is further, you know, spread. When Giriraj Maharaj was with Srila Prabhupada, Giriraj Maharaj's parents, they came to meet Srila Prabhupada to somehow get back Giriraj Maharaj, and they were ready to pay any price to get back Giriraj Maharaj. It's a very famous story you all must have heard. So the first point is Madhavendra Puri says, moralists accuse me as illusioned, I reject them. So because so many moralists, so many people, when I took up Krishna consciousness in my early days, some of my family members, some of my friends, they got frightened because we were very young at that time. I was in my grade 7. Naturally, I had my own faults and did not practice Krishna consciousness in the right, spirit. So sometimes parent accused. But then, still, somehow by the blessings of Guru and Gauranga, we moved forward that phase. So that is number one, that Madhavendra Puri says, there's those accusations I reject. Second, experts of Vedas accused me of not being in the right Vedic path. Even we will be called like that. Especially a person who hails from a traditional upbringing. When Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was doing his preaching, so many smartha brahmanas, they were so upset with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj that they even, you know, chalked out a plan to kill Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. They said that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to sometimes travel on an elephant. When he sits on top of the elephant, he could see there were a lot of gundas, thugs. They were hiding behind the trees to attack Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj because the smartha brahmana's sentiments, the smartha brahmana's bogus positioning were challenged by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was like a lion guru. He was roaring like a lion and preached the science of Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he went and exposed all the apasampradayas. Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddha Apasiddhanta Dvantaharine. That's the offering that we give to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. So, the second group of people whom Madhavendra Puri reject is experts of Vedas accuse me of not being in the right path, I reject them. Brahmana's wife in Vrindavan, they were more advanced than the Brahmanas. What happened to those Brahmanas? They couldn't serve Krishna. When the opportunity knocked on their door, because of their so-called Vedic rituals, they shooed them away. But their wives, they got opportunity to serve Krishna and got special blessings. So the point is that it's extremely important. One time, it so happened, Srila Prabhupada was in Amritsar. It's a northern part of India. And he was in a public event. One so-called scholar was very upset being Prabhupada preaching to a lot of foreigners. So he was kind of, a smartha brahman or somebody who is very bodily, you know, conscious person. He said, Swamiji, what you are doing is not correct. All these so-called foreigners, foreign body people, they are mlechas. And you are teaching them Vedas. They can't even chant Vedic mantras properly. How can they even learn Vedas? So it was open challenge. He said this in public. So Srila Prabhupada pointed out to one Mataji in the group. And he said, please chant Ishopanishad. He chose to make her chant Ishopanishad because it is part of Upanishads. It is part of Vedic knowledge. So he chant Ishopanishad. So this Mataji, she was very nervous. She didn't know more than 3 or 4 verses by heart. So she started Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudashyate. She started Naishavasham Idam Sarvam Yatkin Jagatyam Jagatan. She went to the third verse. And by the time she finished the third verse, the next verse she wouldn't know. And Prabhupada never knew that she wouldn't know further. After she finished the third verse, Prabhupada said, that's all right. You see? So the message here is, from a Vedic, quote-unquote, so-called Vedic standpoint, from a gross sensory standpoint, we may not stand anywhere, but from a Krishna conscious standpoint, we are much ahead of so-called experts of Vedas. So Madhavendra Puri says, I reject those experts of Vedas. I reject those moralists. When Srila Prabhupada was performing DT installation ceremony in Hyderabad, Rishi Radha Madan Mohanji's DTs in Hyderabad in 1970s somewhere. In those days, in ISKCON, they didn't have so qualified priests. So Srila Prabhupada had to arrange some priests from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, Tirupati. So they had 4 or 5 days celebration, festival. Did a lot of havan, fire sacrifice and so many things. On the last day, after all the fire sacrifices over, there was a special kirtan. And during the kirtan, because installation ceremony is over, deities are installed, there was a wonderful kirtan. Everybody assembled. They were dancing like mad in the kirtan. And all these Sri Vaishnavas, generally they don't have a culture of dancing like how ISKCON devotees dance. But when they saw this kirtan was going on, I'm not sure if it was Vishnu Jana Maharaj who did the kirtan, because he was one of the earlier, you know, Narada Muni of ISKCON. He used to sing beautifully. So when the kirtan was going on, when everybody is dancing the tune, Srila Prabhupada was dancing himself. All these priests, 4, 5, 6 priests, whoever came for the celebration, they couldn't control themselves. So they also joined this kirtan and started dancing. And Srila Prabhupada said, pointing to them, this is the essence of our spiritual progress. If a Sri Vaishnava who has Dasya Bhav in their practices start to appreciate the highest level of devotion, start to appreciate the Sankirtan, because what Rasalila offered in terms of love and devotion is the same love and devotion this Harinam Sankirtan by this Gaudiya Vaishnava process is offering. By we chanting and dancing and singing the Sankirtan, being part of this Harinam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bestowing the same benediction, the prema that Krishna is giving towards these cowherd girls. So when Prabhupada pointed out, this is the essence. The essence of our Krishna consciousness is these wonderful, you know, dancing. Kirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. In Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, in general, all the Alvars, all the, you know, saints, they speak on Dasya Bhav, but for Andal. Andal Alvar, right now the Margasirisha month is going on. All the Sri Vaishnava temples in South India, all the Divya Deshas, they will have wonderful celebrations. And if you look at the Andal Alvar's composition, Margaritingal Madini Raindananalal Niradapodu Veer Podumino Nerirair. Songs are beautiful. And she appreciates is how we are supposed to dovetail our day, get up early in the morning, chant the glories of the Supreme Lord. Get up early, take bath, sing the glories of Krishna. And further down she says, how the Supreme Lord Krishna is our everything. She is one of the alvars in Sri Sampradaya, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, who has exhibited the emotion of conjugal and madhurya rasa, which is very unusual but unique. The message here is, from an expert Veda's perspective, ISKCON Gaudiya Vaishnava practices may be sounding weird, but because we are very authentic followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, we can reject those critics. So long as we follow, I'm not saying we are supposed to insult them or humiliate them. We simply reject those ideologies because we are strict followers of what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is propagating. Third, Madhavendra Puri is saying, friends and relatives call me frustrated. You are chanting and dancing and singing in the, you know, Sankirtan mission because you are frustrated. You are not able to get happiness. That is why. So because friends and relatives always wants us to be with them, support them, be with them, party with them, have fun with them. But in general, we don't participate in nonsenses. We still maintain relationship, but then you know, daru varu nahi piyenge, we don't drink or dance and play with them. So they get say that you are frustrated, you are disappointed, you are, you know, whatever. Because sometimes our trajectory of progress in spiritual life also get derailed because of, you know, friends. Sometimes we give so much importance to friends. Not even that much importance would have given to, you know, Guru or Shastra. When Sanda and Amarka were with Prahlad to see his activities, they wanted to see from where does he get this knowledge. So they were surprised. Who is teaching you all this knowledge? Prahlad Maharaj says, who has to teach an iron to get attracted to magnet, my dear sir? Iron gets naturally attracted to magnet. If the iron is not getting attracted to magnet, there's a problem somewhere, either in the iron or in the process of, you know, getting closer. So we are natural. Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishnera Nitya Das. What is so surprising that I am talking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna? What you are doing, Hiranyakashipuaya Namaha, is surprising to me. So friends and relatives would call us frustrated. I reject them. Fourth, Madhavendra Puri says, brothers may call me mad. My own brothers. Ravana called Vibhishna mad. Ravana said, you are a crazy guy. What the heck are you up to? Left, right, center, Sunaya. But Vibhishna decided to leave his brother rather than leave his principles. So brothers call me mad, and so many family members like that. We would also have brothers, sisters who would say, what's up to you, man? Everything was okay. All of a sudden you started to, you know, behave differently. So Madhavendra Puri says, I reject that. In fact, Srila Prabhupada used to say, even some of my god brothers used to call me mad. Especially when Prabhupada was early days, when he tried to establish ISKCON, some of the god brothers, his own god brothers, were not supportive of Srila Prabhupada's initiative. They thought Srila Prabhupada is doing something against Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. They thought Srila Prabhupada was crazy. Sumati Maharaji said, Prabhupada, you don't travel. Swamiji, you can't travel. Of course, she said out of concern, but some of the god brothers were out of envy or whatever, you know, quotient. They thought Prabhupada was mad. Fifth, wealthy guys consider me as fool. Madhavendra Puri says, some wealthy people, they think I'm a foolish guy. I should utilize my time to make more money. Be happy. There is a very famous ideology amongst Bollywood, or I'm sure it's everywhere. Hum ek hi baar jeete hain, hum ek hi baar marte hain, to jiyo zindagi kushi kushi se. Means I'm going to live only once. I'm going to die only once. So live, you know, happily. This is a stupid ideology. And unfortunately, some Bollywood celebrity promote this and we all try to repeat them. And our generation's new younger kids, they learn them and they believe in them. They don't even cross-verify with their own parents what is the reality. And they start to think that I'm going to live only once. Let me live to the fullest of my enjoyment. When they come to the reality check, it is too late for them to even practice go back. So Madhavendra Puri says, I reject such people, such wealthy people who may call me fool. Let them call me fool, but I reject them. Last, he says, learned philosophers may call us proud. Are? In look, itna government, how come they are so proud? They are not, you know, listening to our ideologies, our recommendations. They are very proud. Especially Bali Maharaj, he did not obey his guru's order. Sukracharya said, no, don't relinquish, don't give up. There is some, you know, drama here. Bali Maharaj, you know, was accused by Sukracharya that you are proud. But then Bali Maharaj, for whatever reason, he rejected Sukracharya's direction and surrendered to Vamanadeva. So moralist accuse me of being illusioned. Experts of Vedas accuse me of being not being in the right Vedic path. Friends and relatives call me frustrated. Brothers call me mad. Wealthy people call me fool. Learned scholars call me proud. But Madhavendra Puri says, still my mind does not budge an inch from the determination to serve the lotus feet of Govinda, though I am unable to do it. So my prayer in this current context is, where Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were glorifying about the loving relationship between gopis and Krishna. And where Krishna is not bothered about several accusations, neither the gopis. The lessons for us is, in our own practices, even though we are not able to relate to that much level of devotion as gopis, as explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, we will at least make sure that we are staying away from such accusations and still work on our own progress in Krishna consciousness. The second aspect that I want to discuss is about what helps us to develop such a love. Because bhava and prema are some matured fruit. But what is the stage before that for us to kind of develop? So what qualities we need to work towards, you know, developing such things? Because Mahaprabhu is, you know, appreciating the signs of Krishna consciousness. Of course, he is trying to stay humble in a jovial manner, but he is trying to explain how Shuddha Bhava, pure consciousness, is not dependent on anything else. People are not attracted towards Krishna's wealth, Krishna's anything. They are attracted because they are loving Krishna. In fact, when we were growing in our school days, there were some statements that I've heard that we should not keep in our house Krishna playing flute, Krishna riding chariot. Because if we keep Krishna's picture riding chariot in our house, a lot of fight will happen. If you have Krishna playing flute in your house, you know, Krishna will blow things away. You should have makan chor. You should have Krishna with butter and some weird ideologies. We should have Lakshmi where all the coins were falling off her hand. That picture should be worshipped. Because people were crazy, not sure how the whole science of Krishna consciousness worked. So here Prabhupada writes, the Shuddha Bhava, pure consciousness, is not dependent on an understanding of the Lord's opulences. Even without such opulences, the devotee Shuddha Bhava is inclined to love Krishna as a friend or son. So, what is that bhava? What is that character that, you know, makes him to come to that stage? So, I just want to refer something from Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya Kadambini says, prior to coming to bhava, prior to coming to somebody gets into the stage of natural loving devotion to Supreme Lord, he says, there's a stage of nishta. Nishta, ashakti, anartha nivritti. Then there are 4 or 5 stages of further purification. So right after anartha nivritti, the preparation for bhava is beginning. Because anartha nivritti, major chunk, is completely cleansed. Nishta, ashakti, ruchi. So, these 3 stages are nothing but preparation of developing natural, sentimental, emotional feelings for the Supreme Lord, bhava. So, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura says that when somebody is getting into the stage of bhava, so they develop 2 things. There are 2 aspects that he is talking about. One, he is talking about Sakshat Bhaktir vartani. Second is talking about bhakti anukulya vastur vartani. There are two things he is talking about. There are something, those things that are directly concerning to bhakti, and there are some qualities which are favorable to bhakti. Both gets developed in a person. So that which is directly concerning to bhakti, developing of bodily service, development of vocal activities, development of mental activities. Just before that stage, when we were in anartha nivritti stage, how is our consciousness? Consciousness is about accusing, fault finding, criticizing, blaming, being irresponsible, lazy, trying to give excuses. That's how we have been. But the moment we are cleansed out of all the anarthas, what is the first symptom? He says, the sadhaka, when he is getting the stage of nishta, he is ready for bodily service, which means ready for all the service. We know from Madhavendra Puri's episode, how Madhavendra Puri, when he got direction from the Supreme Lord to go and get Chandan, he traveled all the way from Vrindavan to other place to get Chandan. And so many stories that we have heard. So ready for bodily service. Ishwara Puri personally did bodily service to taking care of Madhavendra Puri, so much so that he cleaned him, bathed him, cleaned his toilet, did all menial services. Of course, I'm not talking about him as Nishta, but I'm saying as you progress in Krishna consciousness from Anartha Nivritti onwards, after Anartha Nivritti, what immediately manifests is the bodily service, vocal activities, what you speak, there is a regulation. They don't accuse others. They don't tell bad words. Hindi mein gali bolte hain. So we don't accuse anyone. And also mental activities, thinking 24 hours, constantly started to start thinking about Krishna. These are all the three qualities that directly gets developed in a person. And what are the other qualities concerning bhakti that gets developed? Humility, giving respect to others, friendliness and mercifulness. Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakura says, prior to that stage, humility had been a different usage. But here, your natural humility gets developed because now we are cleansed of all the dirt in the heart. You get to your real self, oh my God, I hardly know anything. When we had anarthas in the heart, when we have dirt in the heart, we were starting to, you know, think we are great, we are advanced, we are senior, everyone should suppose to respect me. Even though we may have a dress of a devotee, but we start to think ourselves as some sort of a controller. But when we really get rid of our dirt in the heart, a natural humility manifests. What is the sign of natural humility? You preach but don't possess. You try to deliver something but don't claim credit for that. So when we do all those things, we naturally get to our reality check. Yes, my real constitutional position is Jivera Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Giving respect to others, that though we need all the time. But now, the way we would respect others is not just a mechanical or some official respect. This respect is about scientifically respecting. Because I know I am humble. I know I am not qualified. The other person is highly qualified. And third is friendliness. Because we learn to befriend them. And finally, it is about mercifulness. So here, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to do to Vallabha Bhatta is trying to slowly, you know, show him the differences between different types of devotion. And he is eventually going to talk about it further. He says that highest level is here, but if you can't reach, but these are all other qualities that somebody will develop before which, you know, you get this quality, you cannot get that. So my second reflection in this current context was that these bhava, these all these highest qualities wherein one learned to love Krishna, does not see any externals. Like Sudama. Sudama's wife forced him to go to Krishna so that he can get some help, the family can get some help. But Sudama was never got attracted to Krishna's opulence. He didn't even look at Krishna's opulence. He didn't even bother to give what he has brought. He felt so ashamed that he brought some, you know, dry poha, dry chipped rice. Krishna had to snatch it. And when Krishna took one handful of poha, the chipped rice, all the Lakshmis had to, you know, serve Sudama. From Sudama's standpoint, it was completely clear that I am only going to love Krishna, see Krishna. But Krishna's reciprocation is completely different. So that's my second reflection, where we need to learn to recognize, identify that are we nurturing, are we developing bodily service attitude? Are we developing our words have got improved? Are we still accusing? Are we still blaming? Are we still finding faults? Are we still, you know, giving excuses? How is our mental activities? Are we thinking about some sense gratification? There is a book by Jayapataka Maharaj called Vaishnava K. It's actually a song composed by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In that, the song, there are some purports Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj has given. But the entire book, Jayapataka Maharaj has finished, you know, giving his purports. The very first shloka, he says, Dushta Manaha Tumi. What kind of a Vaishnava are you? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is helping us to ask ourselves such a question. And every shloka, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj is helping us how to cleanse our mind so that it doesn't go into dirty things. The reason I am saying this is about verse number 29. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even though apparently there may be so-called very, very beautiful girls, according to material estimation, will be there. They can't get attracted. They can't, you know, get the opportunity. They can't even imagine. They can't even comprehend what is it about being a, you know, practitioner of Krishna consciousness. That is why I used to always tell our students that whenever in your family or in your circle of association, anybody says, looking at some boy and girl, a boyfriend and girlfriend, they sometimes uses some slangs, uses some things. Hey, they look like Radha and Krishna. We should not encourage or we should not party to such conversations, because we don't even know, nobody even know what it means to be Radha and Krishna. Sometimes people say that, hey, he has come and did Narada job and gone. They don't even know who Narada is. What is his stature? So these are all some unnecessary, unfortunate usages that even some of our devotees have picked it up and they think that it's a joke. But it is definitely a kind of a grave mistake if you try to even compare, comprehend. So the point I'm trying to drive home here is, when somebody is in the platform of pure goodness, they can't comprehend. I mean, when somebody is in the platform of not so pure goodness, they can't comprehend what does it mean to be in the platform of Shuddha Bhava, which gopis, which Krishna and gopis have got wonderful bonding. So that's my second reflection. And the last reflection is just to list what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying about the devotees in the stage of Bhava. As Prabhupada writes in the text number 31, in pure Krishna consciousness, without knowledge of the Lord's opulences, a devotee considers Krishna his friend or son. Therefore, this devotional attitude is praised even by Sukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva. So I just want to, you know, take in the same line, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is listing what are those devotional attitudes. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writing 9 symptoms of a person in the stage of Bhava, I would like to list them. Number 1, tolerant and unperturbed even when distress come over him. Prabhupada gives a beautiful explanation for this in teachings of Queen Kunti. Number 2, averse to wasting time. 3, utilize all the time in Krishna's service. 4, prideless. 5, complete conviction that he will attain Krishna's lotus feet. 6. Extremely eager and anxious to attain perfection. 7. Strong attachment for hearing and chanting. 8. No interest that has no connection with Krishna. 9. Love for Dham. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, this has 9 symptoms of Bhava. The qualities that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was referring to, the devotional attitude, like how they are not bothered. Like Prahlad Maharaj is telling to Narasingadev, when Narasingadev was making an offer, my dear Prahlad, I am pleased with you. Please ask me, what do you want? Prahlad Maharaj is saying, my dear Lord, why are you alluring me? Whether you give or not give, you are still my worshipable Lord. You don't need to prove your point as your master, I am a servant, by you giving me something. Even if you don't give. Aslishyava padaratam pinastumam adarshanat marmahatam karotuva yata tatava vidatatulam pato matprananatastu sayevanaparaha. So whether you come in front of me, does not come and break our heart, you are still our worshipable Lord. No strings attached. So that devotional attitude, here we saw. The reason these 9 symptoms are, read and, is relevant here is, at least it will get you set a target. When we head up there, where you have to go, what is the, goal that you need to achieve? All the acharyas did this for us. They help us to set some milestones, set some roadmap, so that we can logically build ourselves. Somehow the current education system imposes logical reasoning. So this is a logical step, sequential step. So that way we will know that at the stage of Bhava is the stage where we can never need to turn back. Otherwise we have to still be careful from various vices and evil effects of Kali. So I would like to end by concluding a summary of this session today. So we had 3 sets of reflections. First set of reflection is about 6 people whom Shripad Madhavendra Puri rejects, teachers and guides who happen to be having a profile in the society, but still, because of their non-understanding the signs of Krishna consciousness, Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, I am rejecting them. Number 1 is moralist. Number 2, experts of Vedas. Number 3 is friends and relatives. Number 4, brother. 5, wealthy people. 6, learned men. Because they call me illusioned, not being in the right Vedic path, frustrated, mad, proud, and fool. So I'm rejecting them because of what I know, what I've been blessed with, what I've been, directed by my spiritual authority. Ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya. My spiritual master opened this eye of ignorance. So at least I am indebted to that path and I am sticking to that. Not going to bother for these all comments. So I reject them. So hence, Krishna is ready to reject all the accusations. Gopis are ready to reject all the accusations. We are supposed to reject those accusations and go towards Krishna and Gopis. Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayor Dasa 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 Anudas. The second set of reflection is, what does the preparation stage look like for us to reach to that stage, for us to get to that stage of getting attracted? As I mentioned, that how the Sankirtan mission gives that same love, same prema that the gopis were blessed with. Sankirtan mission has got that power to give that. So, but you need to do some preparation. So we spoke from Madhurya Kadambini where Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura says that how 3 qualities which are directly concerning to bhakti will get manifested when you are in Nishta, right after Anartha Nivritti, which is bodily service, vocal service, and mental service. And 4 qualities which are needed for bhakti gets very nicely manifested. Humility, friendliness, giving respect to others, and mercifulness. So these are something that not in the primitive stage that we would have heard about, but at this stage of Nishta, it has its real meaning that we get to, get exposed to. And that way we will be able to move forward in the journey of Krishna consciousness. And last but not least, in line with what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Sukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva, Bhakti Vinod Thakur discusses about the devotional attitude of a person in the stage of bhava, the symptoms of them. And we spoke that are tolerant and being unperturbed even when distress come over a person. Averse to wasting time, utilizing all the time in Krishna's service, prideless, complete conviction that he will attain Lord's lotus feet, extremely eager and anxious to attain perfection, strong attachment for hearing and chanting, no interest that has got no connection with Krishna, and finally, love for the holy Dham. So that's how our spiritual journey is to be organized, and the goal needs to be set for us to move towards that direction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to speak more about these devotional sentiments to Vallabhacharya and build a good base, and eventually they are going to cut some jokes. But whilst the jokes are, you know, going to be still be part of their, you know, rasa between them, but the message that Mahaprabhu is communicating in this assembly, something is very subtle and substantial for us to learn. Shri Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ita Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Are there any questions or comments we can discuss?
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for the very enlightening class today. We are with you. Does anybody have any question? Please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the
prayer.
Yeah, I have one question about those who have attained the stage of bhav. And you were saying that they have conviction that Krishna will bring them back to him. I'm trying to reconcile that with the fact that, you know, pure devotees are humble and generally think themselves, you know, to be unqualified, generally, you know, in a general sense. So, well, how come they have this conviction, which, you know, let's say from a material perspective might seem presumptuous, you know? Trying to understand that.
Very interesting question. So I'll tell you from two different perspectives. One perspective is from Krishna's perspective. Second perspective is from the sadhaka, the devotee's perspective. Vasudeva Datta, Ramanujacharya, Sanatana Goswami, and several other people, they exhibited this kind of humility, saying that they are not qualified or they do not mind staying back to win more and more souls to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. The reason they think are threefolded. Three reasons why a devotee thinks like that from his viewpoint. Number one is they have a very highest understanding about the science of Krishna consciousness and the loving devotion to the Supreme Lord. Like, they think the standard in which one need to be for loving Krishna cannot be just something ordinary. So they have a very high standard and they try to kind of, you know, compare themselves to that standard. Even though Krishna's viewpoint is different, they put themselves into a very humble shoes just for a slightest, you know, deviation if they may have. You look at Bhakti Vinod Thakur's prayers. There's a song called Vidyara Vila Se Kata Yunukana. That song, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is writing, all through my life, I was proud, thinking that I'm very well learned. I have a very high profile in the society. But now I'm realizing how I wasted my time. Did Bhakti Vinod Thakur waste his time? No. But just because, like how in the Sikshashtaka prayer, one moment of separation is like 12 years for gopis. A blinking of an eye is a disturbance in their, you know, attention towards the Lord. Similarly, just because of their extreme love for Krishna, the simplest small deviation is magnified so big that they feel so guilty that so long as that anomaly is fixed, I will not be able to go to Krishna. That is one natural feeling. That's the height of humility. Jagadananda Pandit was discussing with Sanatana Goswami. I guess in this series we discussed Sanatana Goswami developed leprosy or not leprosy, itches, some rashes, some skin allergy, and it became very acute. So Sanatana Goswami went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that I am going to, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Jagadananda Pandita and said that I have done a lot of offenses. My bodily ailment is not getting cured and I am getting really irritated. So I want to kill myself, suicide myself. That time Jagadananda Pandita is saying that don't suicide yourself. You go to Vrindavan, run away to Vrindavan. Maybe you can, kind of fast until the death. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he chastised Jagadananda Pandit. Hey, how dare you can say this to Sanatana Goswami? He's such a saint. He's such a, wonderful devotee. And Mahaprabhu gave him a tight hug and cured Sanatana Goswami's, skin disease. The message I'm saying is the first part of the reason is they have a very high regards. Second part is why they think like that is they want to set a standard that you can't just go to Krishna just like that. From a practitioner standpoint, you need to always say how the others are performing very well and how you need to improve upon. That's a mood you need to have so that you are not overpowered by pride, ego, envy, illusion. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. The kartaham, I am the doer feeling should go. So from a very minutest sense also, one should not have that. So they show that by their own example. The third reason why they are so, humble or they're thinking themselves so low and they will not be able to make it is also from a standpoint that they are, trying to, there's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which talks about how a devotee, when he compares himself with Krishna, because he is accepting the mood of his spiritual spiritual authorities, Gopi Bharata Pada Kamalayo, Dasa 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 Anudas. He says that until and otherwise, my spiritual master sanctions me, my spiritual master bestows me with the benediction. So on my own accord, it is not that my own endeavor, I can go to Krishna. It is only when spiritual master drags me, spiritual master smiles at me, spiritual master sanctions me. Why did not Hanuman go back to Ayodhya? Hanuman stayed in Himalayas because Ramachandra Prabhu said, you stay there. Hanuman accepts that just because Ramachandra Prabhu asked me to stay here, that is my duty and that I will consider as my eternal service. So, and I'll wait for further instruction from Ram. So that is a kind of surrender to the spiritual lineage. So all these great saints, they are showing that level of character so that we learn how to walk that path of parampara. This is from a devotee standpoint. From a Krishna standpoint, these are all the candidates Krishna picked them to give them special rewards. You look at what he did to Sanatana Goswami. He hugged him, cured the disease. You see what he did to Prahlad Maharaj, what he did to Dhruva Maharaj, what he did to this leper Vasudev, who had this leprosy disease. So how much ever he, what he did to Raghunath Das Goswami in the last chapter, you all would have discussed. More and more when Raghunath Das Goswami becoming humbler and simpler and, following some austerity, Mahaprabhu's love towards Raghunath Das Goswami was increasing. So he used Raghunath Das Goswami, appreciated Raghunath Das Goswami's austerity and tapasya, and said that this is the standard that I like, so I'm loving you. So he didn't feel bad, oh my God, Raghunath Das Goswami is begging now. He didn't say that. He said, very nice, do it more. You are going to set up a good example. So from Krishna's standpoint, Krishna is anyway going to reward independent of what the individual is thinking. But the individual is thinking for a specific reason, as I just said. Does it make sense?
Well, you gave all reasons mostly for why the devotee feels unqualified. But you said that in the stage of bhava, they have this firm conviction that they will go back to Godhead. So that was my
they problem. They have a firm conviction that they will get Krishna's blessings, because the idea is that Rakshishati Vishwaso, six principles of Sharanagati, one of the principles of Sharanagati. So they basically, the idea is they know whether I am in this material world, whether I am in the spiritual world, whether I am in any part of the world, I will be taken care or I am going to be engaged in Krishna service. That's the prayer that I was reading today from Madhavendra Puri's statement. What Madhavendra Puri said, even though I am unable to do devotional service as I am supposed to be doing, but I will still not relinquish myself from doing that service. I will still not accept these, you know, so-called unscrupulous ideologies. So there are two things. They are definitely convinced that Krishna is definitely going to engage them. Even if Krishna is not going to engage them, Krishna is not going to come in front of them, Krishna is not going to reward them, they will still be with Krishna because that's what they are supposed to do. So they say that their complete conviction that he will attain Krishna's lotus feet means I am always available for Krishna, whether Krishna kicks me, whether Krishna hugs me. So conviction is from that standpoint that I will not. There's a very nice abhang by Tukaram Maharaj. Anika dusare madanam himadam nemele architam basuniya. In that he says, from my thinking, my willing, my feeling, my consciousness, my desire, I have made up my mind that I will not leave Krishna's feet, even if Krishna is going to kick me out. So I am so convinced about my conviction towards Krishna's lotus feet, whether Krishna is going to, you know, reward, punish, whatever that is, it's immaterial. The conviction is from that standpoint, I was trying to say. Does it make sense?
Okay, so just to clarify, their conviction is that they are resolved to never leave Krishna's service. Not that Krishna will, you know, take us back to Goloka Vrindavan for those, you know, our eternal pastimes or whatever. You know.
It is immaterial for them, even though Krishna independently is anyway going to take care of them. It is immaterial for them whether Krishna is going to take them or not. They are completely resolved to be in Krishna's lotus feet.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any other questions or comments?
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम. शैला प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव की जय. प्रभु जी, कुकिंग फॉर माँ पापा. सो आई नॉट रिमेम्बर फर्स्ट 15 मिनट्स यू एक्सप्लेन सो नाइसली अबाउट फॉलोअर्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु. दैट पार्ट आई मिस. एंड यू आर नॉट एबल टू टेक लाइक अवर व्हेन वी आर गोइंग इन अ भक्तिज a little bit progress, then the family members are not happy that this is not time to do bhakti. Are bhakti to budhape mein ki jati hai. So we should not hear that. And sometimes friends, we are given so much importance to our family members and the friends, and not given importance to Guru Krishna and Gauranga. So and Guru Krishna, Gauranga and Shastra also. So we should surrender ourselves and follow the instruction of our spiritual masters, Srila Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, and Shishi Nityananda and Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you've given us such a nice example of Ravana and Vibhishana. Vibhishana is he is totally surrendered to Lord Rama's lotus feet. So he is just neglect his brother Ravana, and he just surrender himself to lotus feet of Shri Lord Rama and Sitarani and Hanumanji. And then you are given example of Madhavendra Puri. I regret them, my god brothers. Sometimes you are given example that sometimes god brothers are also not support to Srila Prabhupada, but Srila Prabhupada is so much observed in his sevas, and you are given an example of Morarji, Mrs. Morarji, and Madhavendra Puri said, I regret the wealthy people, material people, so that they are very proud and they think that I am very proud and give up the, and you are given example of Bali Maharaj, that his Gurudev, Shukracharya, told them that this Vamana is a Lord Krishna and he will take over everything, but he is not following his Guru Maharaj. So these we should not follow the in India there is a gali like I am God, but we should be very carefully select our spiritual master and follow his instruction. For that, Bali Maharaj is given a third step to his own. He said, Bali Maharaj said that third step you will keep in my head. And then family people not supporting in our then. What happened to develop Krishna consciousness? So Sud Baba not developed the here Prabhuji you explain about the Krishna, and I have seen in India that everybody's home there is a Lakshmi Narayan Lord Darshan, and the Lakshmi is given from Lakshmi Maharani. So we should not keep all that type of pictures in our home. And here very nicely explained about Madhurya Kadambi. Ruchi Nishta, Anartha Nivruti, Nishta, Asakti and Ruchi. Shri Vishwanath Chakravarti Das said that there is a two type of two things. Develop bodily service and bhakti anukul means favorable in a bhakti. So here you explain anartha nivruti, finding fault from other Vaishnava, laziness, sadhak should be very determination and not all these things should be not come in their spiritual life, like laziness or finding fault or I don't want to get up early in the morning for japa. And for that you give an example of Madhavendra Puri, that he came from Sridham Vrindavan Dham to South India for taking Chandana for Sisi Gopinath, and bodily service, mental activity, here you explain humility, friendly, cleanliness, and when all the anarthas came from our heart, when all anartha came from our heart, then only Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani will sit on, in our heart. But for that, there is so many dirt. We have to clean by humility, and we should not expect any respect from any Vaishnava, and give respect to all Vaishnava, and friendliness and mercifulness, all that things you in the third reflection, and third reflection you explained about the Sudama. Never look at Krishna's opulence. Krishna is so wealthy. He just went to meet Lord Krishna by his love, and just wo potli jo thi pahua ki cheap rice ki, he is just hiding, and Krishna is taking that cheap rice. And for third realization, you explain about sense gratification. And Jaipataka Maharaj explained what kind of Vaishnava you are. How can clean, how to clean the dirt from your mind that is touched to heart. Family circle, sometimes we give a respect of our more respect to family member, friends, and not taking sincerely Srila Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual master instruction to surrender Guru Krishna and Gauranga. Look like a Radha and Krishna. This is sometimes we compare, you both are husband and wife are like Radha Krishna, please come to my home for taking prasadam. No, we should not compare any Vaishnava with Radha Rani and Srimati Radha Rani and Krishna. And we joke sometimes about the Narad Muni, that this person is coming in a life like a Narad Muni and went away. We should not joke like that. And last reflection, you explained Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna consciousness, Krishna is the friend, and you explain about 8 point, Sukhdev Goswami, Vasudev, Shishika Sukhdev Goswami, and Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is 8 point, but I remember only 4. I utilize all the time Krishna service, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna, complete surrender to Lord Krishna's lotus feet of Gopinath, no connection of material enjoyment, and starting, staying in a dham, pray for us that this year qualified to enter in Shridham Vrindavan Dham by the mercy of Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani. And last, you explained about 6 people of Shripad Madhvendrapuri that same realization you explain about avoid the friends and family if they are coming in our Krishna conscious seva authority, and then explain I reject from those who are wealthy people, and whether they think me a fool, but I reject them. Some people same humility, same all the points, mercifulness, give respect to other Vaishnava, not expect any respect from Vaishnava, devotional service, utilize all the time in Krishna service, strong attachment for Krishna, to hearing Krishna Katha and Shishi Bhagavatam and Shishi Bhagavad Gita and Shishi Chaitanya Charanamrita, staying in Dham, Koti Koti Dhanwad Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Thank you Prabhuji for your association. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna. You are such an inspiring personality. Very nice. Anyone else has any other questions or comments?
One more thing, I will take only 20 seconds. And when we hear the Vaishnava song from senior Vaishnava, it's going on for 2-3 days. So I request on behalf of all Vaishnava that only for 2 minutes sing any bhajan if you are not tired.
If you can just, I'm asking for a bit of repetition actually. What is the harm in, you know, when people say, oh, you look like Radha and Krishna, and, you know, make all this such lighthearted comments? Why is that? Can you repeat why that is such a problem?
Two things. Number one is that when we make such comments, we need to know the gravity of the, you know, comment, because the point about Radha and Krishna, our understanding, we are bringing them to the gross level. Because I do not know whom are you referring in general context, but in India, whenever in a wedding or whenever in any family gathering or any custom functions or even some amongst friends, so they make such, you know, comments about Radha and Krishna. If a person has got more than one friends, or he flirts around girls, so they use Krishna as you are like a Krishna, wooing multiple girls. So these are all what happens in a subtle manner. Basically, when you are trying to promote Krishna consciousness way of life, we need to look at each and every nuances to say, am I in the right track to appreciate or not appreciate? Because sometimes there are some comments that we consciously make, and there are certain comments we make unconsciously, but somebody else will take it consciously and you'll use it as a usage. If you see how a Varnashrama got collapsed, initially there was a small deviation, and a small deviation further and on to the further small deviation. Every crack in a a wall or a pot or in a vessel, it starts with a small crack, but eventually it becomes very big. So when anyone makes a comment about you look like Radha and Krishna, so it is a kind of, I wouldn't say, just word disrespect. It's a kind of a very misappropriate comparison. Because Radha and Krishna's love and aspect, because Prabhupada says many times in many places that we can't even comprehend what Radha and Krishna's love is all about. So subtly, unconsciously, probably we are not even understanding who Radha and Krishna is. Maybe it is, maybe it must be a joke. Maybe it is some, you know, making a lighter moment. But somewhere down the line, the practices may get misrepresented and misconstrued.
Yeah, watered down or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Okay, the same is with Narada Muni. People say that when there's a confusion, when a guy is coming and creating some sort of confusion, they used to pass a comment that he has done Narada's job and gone. But Narada's job is just not create confusion. Confusion was his strategy to create clarification. He wants to bring in clarity. He wants to bring in, purity. He wants to bring in so many wonderful things. Confusion is only his strategy. But, we just hung up on only confusion, but not the other part of it.
Right, right. Yeah, very wonderful clarification, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other comments? Okay, so we will end our session with a small song as per the request of our Vrinda Gopika Mataji. I'll sing the song called Vrindavana Ramyasthana. So there's a small one and a sweet one. Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhamma Ratana Mandira Manohara Avrita Kalindinile Raja Hamsa Keli Kore Tahe Shobe Kanaka Kamala Tara Madhye Hema Pita Ashtadale Veshtita Ashtadale Pradana Naika Tara Madhye Ratnastane Bosiya Chendui Jane Shama Sange Sundari Radhika Oru Pela Vanya Rasi Amiya Pariche Kasi Hasya Pari Hasya Sambhasha Narottama Dasa Koi Nitya Leela Sukha Moi Sadahi Spuruka Moramani Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, Shri Ram Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Hari Bol.
Oh, am I on mute? No. Okay. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your enlightening class today and very nice song, Vrindavan. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. If nobody has to, by your permission, we can end the call here.
Hare Krishna, sure.
Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shri His Grace Ram Gidhari ki jai. Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.